Welcome aboard the Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel here.
Michaela.
Hello, hello.
And we are still quarantined. I have not seen your face in what feels like forever. Thank goodness for FaceTime every once in a while.
Yes, electronics are a blessing.
Yes. So let's dive in a little bit about some things, some updates and some things that we've noticed that the parks are doing that are kind of fun. And so, you know, we kind of want to talk about something that's happy, and we figured there's some stuff out there that we can talk about. So let's get into that. There is one update, however. Universal Studios Orlando has now announced that they're going to be closed through May 31st. That includes City Walk, the theme parks, and the resort. So if you have any upcoming travel plans, I'm sure you'll probably reach out to Universal Orlando, and they would be able to help you with that. So that's the newest update. Everything else is closed, pretty much. Everything else is closed, period. There's no pretty much. So hopefully we'll see those parks open again soon.
I have to say, though, people have been, like, I follow some people who live in the Orlando area where they have been driving around the theme parks and, like, having the person in the passenger seat, like, videotape. Because you could still drive through where Universal is, where SeaWorld is, where Disney is, and you could, like, see the empty
parking lots,
yes, and it's just, they said it's crazy to see it that empty during
that
the day.
That is eerie.
It is.
Wow, it's just crazy how it would be empty. Like, I had a friend who had to travel, like, just had to, and flew through, landed in Orlando International Airport, and it is empty.
Just like a couple cast members walking around keeping up with
everything. Yeah, like a couple.
Because I was even saying, like, I'm sure they have to have people there, whether it's security or maintenance people, because they have to get these rides up and running. Because if in 3 months, let's say, they bring back everybody, those rides are going to be impossible to start again.
Yeah, you can't just, you know, hit the on button for Haunted Mansion.
No. It's going to break down.
So this kind of came out this week, and I kind of wanted to talk about it real quick with you. The possibility of having your temperature taken before entering a theme park.
Yeah, I saw that Bob Iger said that. So the former CEO and president of Disney, but it just seems very outlandish to me.
It could be, you know, part of the quote unquote new reality. And if you...
Right.
I guess maybe, like, you know, if you're above 100 degrees, you know, temperature, that would be it. But, like, I run a little warmer than most people, so my normal temperature is a little hotter than a normal temperature would be. And that's just because I run hot.
Right. And just think, these things would be brought out in the hot summer.
Right. Yeah, walking.
How the heck would they say, like, let's say, like, someone like you and me as well, where I get very red even just standing outside in the summer heat, starts sweating profusely, and I would be nervous getting my temperature taken at the risk of, let's say I'm 100% healthy, and being at risk of getting turned away at the gate.
Yeah, yeah, it would really stink. But I'm sure if they were going to do it, it would be tested and they would know exactly what they need to do. But, you know, if in the realm of keeping everybody safe, you know, but still being able to live your life to an extent, you know, take my temperature, you know?
Right. And this is a thought that I was like, it was running in my head when I saw that announcement or not. It's not like set in stone. Mm-hmm. It's more of like, it could possibly happen. Mm-hmm. But what I was thinking, I was like, well, I believe personally the best way to try to do this would be, one, to maybe check the temperature of the cast members who are working in the park, and to limit the amount of people who enter the park.
Ooh, cut down on people.
Yeah,
shorter lines.
Yeah, because if shorter lines. I mean, you can't stop people from all running to Galaxy's Edge,
right,
because everyone wants to go there. But then it might be an entry system again where you have to enter a boarding group to be in the land.
Wow.
Like, I don't know. I was like thinking like maybe that's just going to be the way they turn to, because I don't see – I see it becoming very – iffy to like choose the temperature way, just because, like I said, it's the summer, it's a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a safe bet knowing, but also they would probably still have the hand sanitizing stations and the hand washing stations, and they'll probably be shutting down rides between the day, like either time of the day to start, to start wiping things down. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, that's my thought on what could happen when they open back up, just to keep a washout and make sure that the virus is not spreading still, like as much as it is now. But like I said, lower attendance, doing boarding groups. That's the only thing I could think of. And also checking the temperature of the cast members who are working.
Interesting. I can't wait.
I mean, that's my thoughts, but obviously that's nothing set in stone. I just like to think, and I'm like, this is probably all going through the executive's mind, too.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine being an executive trying to figure this out?
And how much money they're going to have to throw into this, too. You know what I mean? Like, these temperature readers, I'm sure it's going to be the contactless ones. Those are expensive.
They are. I know. I've been trying to find one on Amazon for a month. So let's talk about some fun things that Disney has been releasing.
Yeah.
not about taking our temperatures. Hashtag Disney Magic Moments. If you're following that on Twitter, you might be able to find some of this stuff. They also have a website as well where they've got lists of things that, you know, you can bring Disney joy into your home while we're all sheltering in place. It's at news.disney.com/magic moments if you want to go right to the website. And they have some really fun stuff on there. They have a new digital series called At Home with Olaf.
Oh, so cute. Have you watched an episode?
I have not. It's on my list for today.
They're only about 30 to 45 seconds.
Yeah, they're like little movie shorts.
They're very short.
Yeah. So you can check that out. They have video conference backgrounds based off of Pixar movies. So they've got one for The Incredibles. They've got one for Coco. They have one for Onward. And so if you're on Zoom calls or any of these video conference calls, a lot of them have the capability where you can switch out the background and you can make it look like you're in your favorite Pixar movie.
So cute. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, I don't like coworkers seeing where I live or how I live. So I'd rather them see me in the background from Coco. Yeah. Be like, that girl
sounds much better.
She's got a nice lamp back there.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
So, and they also have story time with celebrities hosted on the website. Like,
I saw one today.
Oh, what'd you see today?
Jennifer Goodwin, who she was in Once Upon a Time. What is it called?
Once Upon a Time. It was a TV series.
Once Upon a Time. Yeah, she was Snow White in it. And she's Judy Hopps in Zootopia.
Yes.
So she read a book, a Zootopia book.
Fun.
And when she said lines in the book that were Judy, it was just like, oh my gosh, this is the character.
That's so cool. Yeah, they have one with the Mulan storybook with Ming-Na Wen. Yeah. And they've got a story time with John Stamos, Uncle Jesse.
Yep.
I want Uncle Jesse to read me a story to sleep tonight, if I was a Tanner. So that's going to happen tonight.
Oh, yes.
So they've got that on there. And then they have a bunch of how to draw, like different Disney characters, like Olaf from Frozen, Barley from Onward. So a whole bunch of things. They even have like a dance video on how to perform a number from the Newsies Broadway musical, which you know
I'll be doing this weekend.
they have a how to draw Ariel. Oh, I know what I'm doing later.
It must be very difficult. I saw there was an Anna one from Frozen, and I'm like, I really want to try it, but I feel like I'm just going to totally.
I can't even draw stick figures. I think I'm going to start with Olaf. I think that's just circles and sticks.
That's probably the best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so like there are different things for kids of all ages, as you can tell.
And adults. yeah. As in like us adults are kids. Yeah.
And the people who are kids at heart can also enjoy these things. And they're updating a couple things every day. And, like, we've talked about how they're, like, releasing recipes on, you know, how to make some of the Disney treats at home as well. Like the Dole Whip. I saw that the other day. Churros.
I'm making those today.
Oh, you are?
I am going to make the churros today. I have all the ingredients at the house, and I was like, you know what? Let me just do it.
You've got to give me an update on how it goes. We've got to talk about that on our next podcast. I want photos. Text me photos. So go check that out. It's news.disney.com/magicmoments. You can also follow the hashtag Disney Magic Moments as well. And I'm sure they'll have plenty of content over the next couple of weeks. They're always good for some content. Let's talk about SeaWorld and Busch Gardens. So I was checking out their learning resources for student teachers and parents on their websites. SeaWorld Orlando and Busch Gardens as well has it. They've got like 30 animal info books that are really in depth, like a lot of different things in there. And they also have activities for all ages with downloadable worksheets. Like one I saw was adding and subtracting penguins.
Oh,
cute. So it was really cool. And so they've got all that. So that's like animal driven. So if you're all of a sudden a mom who's now a teacher's assistant, you can check that stuff out. Materials can be accessed on seaworld.org. And then also you can Google, like I Googled Busch Gardens online resources and it came up. So,
that's awesome.
So you can find all that stuff online.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Let's talk Tiger King. Because we talked about it last episode.
We did.
There's apparently going to be a new episode added to the Netflix series.
Yeah, and one of the stars of the show, Jeff Lowe, he said it was going to come out this week. I haven't seen it up there yet.
Yeah. I haven't seen an official like word from Netflix on what was happening. But if you watch the show, you know Jeff. And he made some kind of statement that it was supposed to be coming out. So we're still waiting at the recording of this. Hopefully it comes out. But there's also been word about a new sequel series is in the works for ID Network. So that could be interesting. I guess they'll dive a little bit more in depth.
One docuseries costs this much talk.
Oh, you know people are going to jump on board. Crazy? And I'm seeing this notation. You want to talk about people jumping on board. I would watch this in a minute.
Right?
You want to talk about this?
Yeah, I'll talk about it. So I actually just saw it right before we started recording. So I was like, I have to put this in here. So Ryan Murphy, the creative genius behind Glee, mm-hmm. American Horror mm-hmm. Story, American Crime Story, mm-hmm. he is in talks with Rob Lowe. To make I don't know if it's going to be a series. So I'm assuming that they might do American Crime Story season based on Tiger King.
It would make sense.
Right. Yeah. And then, so that is confirmed that they have been in early talks. We don't know if anything's going to come from it, but we can only hope. But I don't see Rob Lowe as Joe Exotic. Do you?
I could. Yeah. I think he could pull it off. I mean, he'd be a very good looking Joe Exotic.
Yeah, the makeup team's gotta do their job.
Yeah, but I mean, who else would you see as Joe Exotic?
So some people that I was like thinking of was either Dax Shepard or Sam Rockwell.
Dax Shepard would be Sam Rockwell would take like the serious tone. You know, he's like an Academy Award
winner. Well, I think he's so funny.
He is, but like, you know, he's an Academy Award winning guy. Dax Shepard?
I don't know. I think he could play both really well. That's why I was like, Sam Rockwell. But I would think Sam Rockwell will only do it if it's a movie that is going to probably be in theaters.
Well, he did that. He did that one series with, I think it was Michelle Williams and Ryan Murphy. And I can't,
Oh, see, there you go. He already has.
I think he did
tie with Ryan. Yeah, Murphy.
I think he did a show and he won a couple awards for it. And I can't remember what it is. Forgive me, but. I think he's already worked with Ryan Murphy before, but I don't know. Dax Shepard is just like, I don't know how much makeup he would need. And I love Dax Shepard, but
right. And then so this was in talks because I guess they saw him in Joe Dirt, David Spade. But I don't see him as David Spade as it because I don't think he's the height.
Well, yeah, there's that.
He's too short.
There's that.
He's a little too short for it. Not that that's a bad thing, but to accurately play the part, I think the height needs to be there.
Yeah, no, yeah, for sure. Joe Dirt and Joe Exotic look like they can be related, so you know,
yeah, they
pull
can be
it
related.
Off if he had to.
yes, but, of course they can make movie magic.
Yeah. By the way. Fosse Verdon was the show that Sam Rockwell starred in with Michelle Williams, and it was produced by Ryan Murphy. So,
okay, so maybe there's hope.
There could be hope. So, and you have to think like, okay, so they could do a lot of the pre-production and planning of this show if they did it now, but who knows when they could start shooting again. And I want to see this show now. Like I want to.
Well, they could, you know, like if you said the pre-production, they could start writing this thing and perfecting it.
I know.
Oh. And start casting via phone. Via phone.
Phone. Zoom casting auditions. I see right? it now. And they'll use like a Joe Exotic backdrop for their Zoom calls.
There you go. It would be the GW Zoom?
Yeah, there you go. So, there but who do you think would play Carol Baskin?
Well, they said that, I forgot to mention it here, Kate McKinnon, that she is in talks to maybe play Carol. I don't know if it would be the Ryan Murphy one.
Or another show, yeah.
For another show or another movie, but yes.
Oh my God.
I don't see her as it. I don't know someone that would be like her, but I don't know. And speaking of that, there's going to be an SNL episode coming up.
There is?
That's going to be like some sort of reading, some sort of comedy show they're going to do that's new content. So I can only imagine they're going to do something Tiger King related.
Oh my gosh. I love SNL and I've been missing it so much. Oh, I'm very excited to hear that. So speaking of what we're watching, we're going to kind of replace our theme park tip of the week with what we're watching since we're not really going to theme parks these days, but, what have you been watching, Michaela?
So it sounds pretty dark, but so I had just finished season one of All American.
Ooh, okay.
That's the CW show. Mm-hmm. Dominic's been wanting to watch it. And if you are missing sports right now, it's a good little fix.
Okay.
Because it is about high school sports, like high school football. But it also is a deeper story in there. But I finished the season one of it, and Dominic and I's little... That's my fiance. Him and I's little deal is that I get to pick the next show we watch this season.
Okay.
And I picked Ozark because I've heard really, really good things about it.
Have you ever?
It's very, very dark.
Have you never seen Ozark? You're starting at season one?
Yeah, we're starting at season one. So we've never seen it before. And we're not really, I've noticed that with Dominic and I, we're not people who watch dark things.
Right.
We're very much like the lighthearted.
Yeah.
Like we watch dark films. Because you only watch it really once.
Right. You're watching things that I would normally watch. And I'm watching things you would normally watch.
Okay. Because I do love these type of things. But I usually just see a movie of it and then be done with it. I'm very much a movie person. And I miss the movies right now like crazy. So I've been watching that. But also a fix of something more lighter. I've been like rewatching the Donald Duck shorts on Disney Plus.
Oh, cool.
They're so much fun. I love them. They're so cute. And especially the ones with Chip and Dale in it.
Oh, that's awesome.
So what have you been watching?
Well,
I don't know.
By the way, if you just started watching Ozark, it just gets darker and darker, but it is so good.
I bet.
I have not started season 3 yet, but it's on my list. But right now, I discovered a show on the CW that started earlier this year, and I'm a huge Lucy Hale fan. And so it's called Katie Keene. It's on CW. It's based off a comic book, and it's kind of a spinoff from Riverdale.
Okay.
So it's really cool, and I would recommend it. It's kind of lighthearted, and you don't have to, like, it's not dark. It's very bright colors, and
Lucy Hale and something lighthearted?
I feel like she's become like the queen of horror.
Of secrets.
Or thriller.
But this it's a really fun show. So definitely check it out. There's a lot of cool clothes in this because she is like an aspiring fashion designer. And so all of her clothes are supposed to be one of a, like she, the, her character made them. So they're all one of a kind and they're so cool. So if you like fashion, like, you get your fix, and there's so many bright colors and the set design is beautiful. And so it's fun. And of course there's like, you know, romance and all that kind of fun stuff. It's kind of like a, not a telenovela, but it's kind of like a soap opera a little bit. So it's fun and lighthearted.
What network is it on?
It's on the CW.
Oh, it's on the CW. Yeah. Okay. So we both watch CW shows.
So, but then the other thing I'm watching when I can't fall asleep at night for hours, I just sit in bed hours and hours and hours and I can't sleep. So I started watching Disney Fairy Tale Weddings on Disney Plus.
Oh, I love them. I love those.
And I'm very disappointed in myself. I told myself I would never watch those because, like, you know, I'm not getting married anytime in the near or distant future, but it's kind of nice to see the parks and all the different places they can do weddings and how they do weddings. Mm-hmm. What I've realized is they do a lot of weddings very early in the morning and very late at night. But it's very cool to watch and it kind of gives me my theme park, you know, fix for the week or for the day. But I'm almost done with them. So I don't know what I'm going to watch after that, but,
I rewatched some of my favorites, which were in the parks or
I'm on season 2 and I just finished the first ever Pandora wedding.
Okay. So yeah, the Pandora wedding one.
Yeah.
She's in one of the groups that I'm in on Facebook and she's so sweet. Like she talks about like her being on there and like she gives tips on like what got her and her husband to be able to get married in there. And so I thought it was very cute that it's very much these real brides. It's nothing made up. This is like the real deal.
Wow.
Here.
That's so cool. I really, it's fun. I enjoy them. So that's what we're watching. Hopefully, if you're not watching some of those things, you maybe check them out. And, you know, depending on the news of the week, we hope to do another episode next week. If there's not a lot of news and not a lot to talk about, then, you know, we may not record one because we don't want to bore you. But we hope you found some things interesting in our podcast since we can't really talk about the theme parks being open at this time. But we hope you maybe give you your little theme park fix. Anything else you want to throw in, Michaela, before we go?
Not at the moment, but I know I'm starting to plan what I want to do after all this is said and done. I want to start. I want to start planning for my next trip.
I know. I'm like, which hotel am I going to go stay at for a couple of days?
Yeah, because the websites are still open. So if you wanted to explore through photos or videos.
Yeah, a virtual theme park trip. Yeah. So, well, thank you so much for joining us for another episode. Michaela, you and
you
Dominic,
well.
Stay well
yes,
and healthy.
You too.
Thank you. And everybody else that's listening, stay well and stay healthy and wash your hands.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.